The historic rains that caused September's flooding decimated miles of roadways, cut off entire towns, and sent rivers and creeks into areas they'd never been before, like Tim Foster's immaculate front yard.
That was beautiful. It was a lawn. I had four large blue spruces. We had 100-year-old cottonwoods all along the bank. We had our irrigation, our pumps. It was just gorgeous.
At the height of the flooding, it all washed away. Left-Hand Creek, just 200 yards from Foster's home near Boulder, became a raging river, one that charted a new path right across his driveway.
And I would stand right here and look down, and the river was flowing right here. And it was all dry over there, because once the water had subsided, this was the new channel.
Farther down the creek, Bob Crafasi, a consultant with the Left-Hand Ditch Company, watches as large yellow excavators move massive boulders and tree trunks. They're blocking the water's path, and his company is trying to reconnect the creek to its original course.
So they're standing in what used to be the Left-Hand Creek channel. Of course, it's flowing over here to the north of us, a few hundred yards.
It went around the house, in a sense.
It moved, it jumped. When the water was flowing here, there was a whole series of waterfalls off of the various terraces coming off the farm fields.
The raging floodwaters that tore through this spot forced Left-Hand Creek away from the company's diversion structures and canals that supplied irrigation water for farmers miles away. Crafasi says those structures are now clogged with mud, debris, and stagnant water.
See, they're moving, they're working on the creek channel up over here.
All this rechanneling work comes with a cost. For the Left-Hand Ditch Company alone, it could cost well over $3 million. And Crafasi says there's little, if any, federal financial assistance from FEMA or the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to help.
They're not stepping up, or they do not have the authority to provide resources for moving the creek. When I spoke to them and said that, asked them, do you have the ability to help a company like Left-Hand? They said, well, we don't do that.
I think that is a misconception that is out there in a lot of places, which is the state or the federal government are going to come in and fix everything here. And for the most part, that's really not going to be the case.
Kevin Houck is chief of the Watershed and Flood Protection Section of the Colorado Water Conservation Board. It oversees water use and management issues across the state.
The Army Corps of Engineers certainly deals with rivers throughout the country as part of their mission. But again, they don't necessarily have the funding in this particular case, and they certainly don't have the authority to just come in and make wholesale changes without private property approval.
The State Water Conservation Board has stepped in with emergency loans to help irrigation providers like the Left-Hand Ditch Company, and that in turn helps homeowners like Tim Foster move the river out of his front yard.
The way that river comes down, you can see it aims right here, and this is where the bank gave way and went right down the street. So we have to get something down along the bank to keep that from happening.
Foster says it's imperative that repairs and rechanneling happen in the creek within the next 4 to 5 months before the water starts rising once again, this time due to Colorado's annual winter snowmelt.
In the runoff in May and June, it'll get quite high again. And it'll run May and June pretty high, and then it probably twice this depth most of the summer.
Meaning, if the ditch company's projects aren't completed before then, farmers won't have vital water when planting season starts in April. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.